And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. As always, appreciate you hanging out with us as we talk about what's on the big screen, little screen, pretty much everything in between. Love you hanging out with us, whether on the radio show on Saturdays, replays on Sundays, or taking the podcast with us wherever you go. Remember, everything we do is mungleshow.com. Joining me, as always, for this conversation from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyop-Stevens.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, I should pull up the Emmy list.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to talk about the Emmys this time around and do a kind of a pretty much spend the rest of our show time today talking about the Emmys because, I mean, there's like 1,000 categories. We're never going to talk about all of them. There's so many Emmys.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've had a hard time. I'm getting, this is kind of an off rabbit trail as you pull up the Emmys on your side. I just wanted to say, I had the hardest time finding a website that would just literally just show me the nominees. I don't need a whole podcast about what you think. Yeah. I don't need every time I get from one category to another, a big giant ad pops up.
Okay, that drives me more nuts more than anything.
I know. And it's like, oh, do you want to see the rest of them? Subscribe to our website. I'm like, I don't want to subscribe to CNN.com. I don't want to subscribe to NewYorkTimes.com or Variety.com. I just want to, you know, I even went to the Emmy's website.
It was still like that?
Well, no, but they don't list them either. Like you have to click on a category and then it'll show you all these pictures. And then you got to go back out and click another category. It's like they don't just give you just a itemized list. It's like I've looked everywhere for just a simple list. Here's who's nominated. It's driving me crazy. I know I sound really old right now. Like, no. I can't find it. But it's just this age of let's just bury everything and try to get some other clicks on stuff. It's driving me nuts.
It drives me nuts too. I really cannot stand when there's like a bulky ad in between like the paragraph. Like even I'm on CBS News, they have it, but it's just surrounded by ads and videos. I'm like, get away. It's like sensory overload too. I'm like, what is all this? Go away.
I know. And maybe you'll have more luck because I went there first as well. And after I got through about the fourth category, a giant ad popped up and would not let me continue scrolling unless I clicked the ad.
Oh, no.
And the more I scrolled, the more the ad just filled the page. I was like, you know what? No.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that at all.
So anyway, so did you find it?
Yeah. Right. Well, this one has like the main ones. These are the top categories.
Yeah, and that's all we're really going to concern about.
Yeah, we can't go into the thousands or whatever.
No. You know, the second key grip on a series based on a novel, I don't really get
it. Yeah.
No, it's like, okay. I mean, congratulations. I'm glad you got nominated, but we don't have the time for that. Mm-hmm. And something else, I feel like I'm just, I don't mean to make this a negative podcast. I feel like I'm just venting right now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, we've talked about it over the years, we've never had a time in our history of television where there has been so many shows, so many options, every streaming channel, original, and I still feel like the Emmys are like, takes six shows and then just popularizes everything from that. They're like, here's our six shows and we're going to just nominate everybody in these six shows. I mean, there's got to be more shows than this out there that are good.
Yeah, I don't. That's one thing. So in general, I think we've said this before, but in general, I prefer movie awards because of the variety. I don't really like when, maybe because at least yearly, we're doing new movies, new actors. I don't like with the Emmys. It's not even just, it's the same one. It's the same shows that are getting nominated every year, unless there's some breakout new one. And then they just kind of like stick with those shows and those actors. And it's just like, they don't spread the wealth as much. Like it's not meant to, not that they should just do it just to spread the wealth, but like there are a lot of shows here that are missing.
There are. And there's a lot of, I think there's, even if you didn't do the shows, then let's find some performances out there that maybe weren't in the greatest show of the year, but they were some dang good performances.
Yeah,
maybe we kind of highlight those as well. But it's, I feel like they just, there's an easy route that they take. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe it is harder than I think. And maybe I'm not saying that the people nominated aren't necessarily worthy of that. I just feel like there's not a lot of depth. But we'll get into that and see. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, it's understandable. Yeah.
All right. So where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, mine starts with the outstanding drama series. Do you want
Mine
to start
too.
there?
Might as well. I mean, we're going to get into pretty much all the drama and the comedy in limited series. So let's just start there because I want to make sure we have enough time to kind of hit these bigger ones.
But also, like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, "Holy crap, there's eight nominees. What the
Yeah,
heck?"
there's a lot of nominees also in their categories.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So many.
I know. And a lot of these, I feel like they're going with what they know instead of really looking for some other great options. So, I mean, who do we have? Read out the eight nominees and we're going to talk about these.
Okay, so they are, it's The Diplomat, The Gilded Age, Matt's favorite, The Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Paradise, The Pit, Pluribus, Slow Horses, Your Friends and Neighbors.
Right. So, I mean, granted, the pit won last year big. They took almost everything.
And I am a
They're
Pitt. I love Noah Wiley, so I'm not like I'm. If Pitt was to sweep again, I actually would be happy. So it's all right.
Yeah, and Your Friends and Neighbors, again, is this the season that just came out or the first season?
Oh, I don't know. That's the problem. I always struggle because remember, like last year when we were talking about what was that show that was good and then got crappy without Pedro?
Last of
Not
Us?
Walking. What is it?
Last of Us?
Yes, Last of Us, that one. We couldn't really quite understand what season it was for because when they were nominating
Right.
that girl, we were like, "Are you sure?" Like,
Right.
how?
And even with the Gilded Age, I don't know what's, I mean, I love the Gilded Age. It's not going to win, but I'm always glad that it got a nomination. Like Slow Horses, is that show still, is there a new season of Slow Horses?
I didn't even know that show was like still a thing, to be honest.
I didn't either. So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like again, I mean, I it's nice to give acknowledgement. Let me see how many seasons of Slow Horses is there? There's oh wow. It's going into its sixth season, but it looks like there you have a seventh season renewed too. I feel like some of this is like you could easily take some of these out. Like I don't think that was necessary, but I don't know. I know Paradise is a hot show. I have heard wonderful things about that. People really love The Diplomat, obviously The Pit and Pluribus. Those kind of make sense to me. I don't know anything about A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Do you?
I don't know anything about it. It is about a knight.
Is
It
it?
is. And his little page, this little kid that kind of goes with the only reason I know anything about it is we are in the middle of nominating for our Critics' Choice Super Awards. You and I are both on the nomination committee, and I have the horror and sci-fi genre, and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms was on everybody's nomination list.
Wow. Okay, so it
So
must be
it
really good.
must be something really cool. Yeah. But I really don't, and I kind of researched it because I'm on the nomination committee, but I still don't really know what it's about. And it didn't look intriguing to me at all. But what are you gonna do? Do you
I
think
get that.
that Pluribus could upset the pit? Because Pluribus is having a run right now as far as
Is the
popularity.
show good or is it just her? Because she was
That's a good
doing great.
point. That's a good point.
I
Yeah.
have heard such wonderful things about season three of The Pit that I actually maybe I'm gonna just say that probably The Pit is gonna take it again.
Yeah,
But
I would think so.
it's also
Just the way they format the show of like one night in the ER and just the intensity of it is, I don't know, it's just kind of a cool concept still.
Yeah, I really do think it's probably unless I mean you never know. I like it could be you said the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. I mean, I don't know, but I'm thinking the
Yeah.
Pit is just really relatable. Like they show a lot of stuff going on in real life today, and it just got its hot streak last year. And it was still doing well this season that I could see it having at least another good run.
I think so. Outstanding comedy series, I think, is a little tighter and a little thicker, and to me, with a lot more meat on the bone. With Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Margo's Got Money Troubles, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking, Widow's Bay, and Hacks. Some of these we have seen for decades. There's some new faces in here. I don't know if the new faces have enough push to knock out some of the standards? What do you think?
I am so tired of The Bear being considered a comedy because everybody keeps saying it's not a comedy. So I don't really understand that. That's not getting it. I'm surprised it's on here. I've heard such horrible things about its season, like once it came back or whatever. I don't know what season this is, but I have not heard good things about that. Margo's got money troubles? Really? Okay. So Happy Nobody Wants This is on there. I wish it would win. It's not gonna, but I wish. I mean, obviously, I know Abbott Elementary is a great show. You love Only Murders in the Building. Shrinking's supposed to be really good too.
Shrinking is a good show. It's probably, like if there was a writing category, Shrinking would be hands down.
Is Widow's Bay good? Did you watch that one? Is that the one
I
you
liked
watched?
Widow's Bay. We kind of binged it over, a week or
Yeah.
so. It's kind of a dark comedy with some scary elements. I think if like Stephen King did a kind of a comedy thing, it's like it kind of has, there's a lot of humor in it. There's a lot of scary stuff. I think I even texted you. It felt like Lost to me. I ended up with more questions than answers, I felt like. And so, I mean, obviously they've set it up for a new season, but I'm glad to see it in there. I think it 100% deserves a nomination, and I think people should
Yeah.
watch it. I do think people should watch it.
I get that. And obviously Hacks. I mean, it's this ha this was Hacks' final season. It's probably gonna win. I mean, it's
And that
freaking
bothers me
Hacks.
too, because I'm glad
Yeah.
for one, I'm glad it's going away.
Yes.
Second of all, I feel like it's going to be like, well, it's the last time. Let's give them all the awards, send them off big because we love it. I don't want it to
No,
turn
you
into
don't
one of
have to do
those.
that. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I am fully planning on binging it. Now that it's done, I want to see what all the hype is about. But I don't know. I would love to see something like Only Murders in the Building or Shrinking or Nobody Wants This to win. Something that doesn't typically. I mean, you never know. I've heard amazing things about Shrinking this last season. So that could surprise everybody.
It could. I felt a little tone in your voice when you said Margo's got money troubles.
I just don't know anything about it. I'm like, what are you?
Well, it's based on an amazing book. My wife loved the novel.
Okay.
She was excited about the show. Obviously, it's got the Fanning pull to it. It's just, I think
Is
Nick
I mean, did you
Offerman's in it
watch
too.
it? Did you like it?
I haven't watched it. It's not really, I don't think it's geared for me. I might try to watch it. Even Kimberly, who loved the book, wasn't too hip on the show.
I mean, the trailer looks so like unappealing to me.
I think it's mainly about this girl who just starts like an OnlyFans account and does all this like just kind of weird stuff to kind of make money. But it's kind of in a funny way, she'll just breastfeed her baby or something, and that kind of like for those all those kinks and stuff. So yeah, I don't
Oh,
know. I just know
gross.
that Fanning did a lot of interviews about all the prosthetics that she had to wear, because I don't know if she really wanted to do the full-on nudity stuff. So I don't know. It's probably not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I think because it's based on such a popular book that maybe that's why it got a nod. And of course, Elle Fanning's always going to be amazing in whatever she does.
Oh yeah, no, it's just nothing on the performances, I'm sure. It's just like the reason I have these tones and stuff like that is because I don't think I love the going back to the five nominees. At most, fine, six. When you've got eight nominees here, I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, I get it. You want to show every show acknowledgement. But then to me, it's more noticeable of the snubs. Because, like, nominate the best of the best. Like, I still think it's wild that Heated Rivalry got no nominations. That was such a story-wise. I know a lot of people probably are like, oh, it's just like a, sex fest or something with these two guys. But it actually has this really heartfelt and interesting storyline, and it's great writing. And I'm just kind of surprised. It's just funny because Connor's story, he gets nominated for his guest appearance in SNL, and he doesn't get nominated for his performance in Heated Rivalry, which is, I mean, he's great in SNL. He did a great job. I remember that episode, but he is my favorite character. Like, his performance in Heated Rivalry is incredible. And I'm just like, that's just an example of like, there's other shows that are missing here. I'm just like, it just makes me think about that when I see eight nominees. And I'm like, well, then just do the six best, the five best. Like, we don't need to do this random I don't know. That's just
I agree.
whatever.
And the way the Emmys work, it could be that next year, heated rivalries everywhere. It's like, well, it didn't quite make the cut this year because of a time thing. And so
You
next
could
year,
be
it'd be
right.
like, you just never know. Or they could have just been like, man, we're not going to do it. So, and then we get to Outstanding Limited Series, and they're like, no, we're only going to do five here. So I don't know where they figure out how many to pick. So I don't know.
Well, okay, wait. So what do you want to win for best outstanding comedy series since you've seen a lot of these?
I would be fine with Abbott or Only Murders. I'd be fine when Nobody Wants This. I'd be fine with Shrinking. I just don't want the Bear or Hacks to win.
Same. I agree with that.
So other than that, celebrations all around of who else wins. Yeah.
But yeah, you're so okay. Because then we have Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series, and you're right, they go to six for this. We've got
My
all
list
her
only
four.
has five.
Oh, I've got six.
And that's funny. You had eight on comedy and I only had seven. They didn't put Pluribus on my comedy, on mine. I'm on
Where are you
CNN.com.
looking?
CNN.com, and they didn't put Pluribus in
Well,
the.
CNN doesn't know what they're doing then.
I
Let's
know, man.
see.
Some intern was up late, not doing right.
I mean, let me go to the actual Emmy website just to double check, but this seems, I mean, I'd be very, very shocked if this wasn't correct. Emmys. The actual, okay, there's the Emmys
Yeah, Pluribus is
website.
obviously. I'm in the Emmys Television Academy site, and they do have all eight.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
CBS knew what they were doing
So
there.
limited or anthology series, which one's left off of my list?
Yeah,
I
which one
still
did
only have
they?
five. I still only have five on the Emmy site.
What? You just said that you're okay. No, I'm like, oh, sorry, I read it wrong. No, it is five. I was like, okay, it is five.
Okay.
I was counting it wrong. Sorry. There's five there, but you didn't have Pluribus. Okay.
Yeah, the rest of them are right, but yeah, the drama series, they did definitely leave Pluribus off that one. So anyway. You know anything about DTF St. Louis?
No, I was like, what is that?
That's the one with Mark Ruffalo. I think it's Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, well, I do like him.
No, is it Mark or is it Ant-Man? It's either the Hulk or Ant-Man. I can't remember.
Either
Anyway.
one of those. Well, either way, this seems like, I mean, these were pretty popular shows though. Oh, you have All Her Fault, The Beast and Me, Beef. I'm kind of surprised Beef is in there because I don't feel like this season of Beef had the buzz that the first season of Beef had. Did you watch it? Did you watch the second season?
I didn't watch the second season, but I heard great stuff about it. I love the
It
first
was
season.
good. It was. I like the first season more, but yeah, so and then you got DTF St. Louis and then that love story. I feel like I heard about love story so much. Like people really like that John F. Kennedy Jr. romance thing.
Yeah. And by the way, DTF is Jason Bateman. I get Jason
Oh,
Bateman.
way off.
You know what, Jason Bateman, Paul Rudd, Mark Ruffalo, I get those guys. They're interchangeable to me.
You white, you Ben Affleck. That's that
I
quote that Trevor and I say that quote all the time. Like you white, you Ben Affleck. That's
does have David
basically.
Harbour, so we do have the Marvel connection. Just
Oh, okay. Well,
we
there you
have whatever
go.
his character is that we love. Anyway, I
Well,
digress.
you're a fan of The Beast in Me, right? Wasn't that I remember you really liking that one.
Which one was that?
Isn't it Claire Danes? Am I like making that up?
Was that the one with her and the guy from Widow's Bay? See, all of these shows run together.
Dang, Matt, your memory. I didn't watch this one. I watched
Oh,
Beef.
yeah. Beast of Me was good. We liked the Beast of Me.
Okay. I was like, I remember. So the problem is these shows like come out like while we're in the midst of our heavy award season, some of them. And then we like reset after the Oscars. Our mind have to reset. And when you're making us refer back to that, it's like it
No.
gets muggy.
I mean, and the Beast of Me is such an Andromeda's name. It's like, I mean, it could have been anything. Was that the one about the serial killer? Was that one of the documentaries? But yeah, that's the one where all the Claire Danes memes came out with, because she was just so the whole time. She was annoying, but it was pretty decent. And it had Matthew Rhys in it, who is also in
Yes.
Widow's Bay, but he's so good in Beast and Me Too. So good.
It has Brittany Snow too.
Yep. So, I mean, it was a good cast. It was pretty solid. I don't think it's
Yeah.
going to win. I don't think
No, you
anything's
don't
going to
think
win over
so?
All Her Fault.
Oh, did you watch All Your Fault?
I came in and out on it when it was being watched in my house. So
Oh, okay.
it was just a little heavy, but it seemed good. What I saw seemed good. So, and I didn't watch Love Story. I heard good things about it, but I didn't watch it.
I heard good things. I saw some clips. I just never really was like, oh, let me do this
Yeah,
one. But
same.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. So it'd be, I guess personally, I guess I would love to see Beef win, but I don't have a problem with any of these winning. I can't really knock them. So
Yeah, I'm same. All
now I
right.
am excited for this outstanding television movie. I think I pretty much saw all of them except for Jack Ryan.
Outstanding television movie. Let me get to that one.
Yeah.
Gotta scroll through all the supporting and the actors and the lead.
Yeah, mine's.
Supporting actor, reality, variety. I'm just gonna go over to this site. All right. It's like category. What's the name of it? Television movie. Yes, there's some solid ones in here.
Got Heads of State, Miss You, Love You. I was not crazy about, though. That was a very long just conversation. People We Meet on Vacation. I was so happy to see that got nominated because I was a big fan of it when it came out. Remarkably Bright Creatures is pretty sweet. Has like a slow thing, but that final end, it's pretty emotional. And then I, like I said, I didn't watch Ghost War, but I know people like Jack Ryan. Did you watch any of it? Well, you watched People We Meet on Vacation
Watched that one.
and Heads of State,
Heads of
right?
State.
Did you
Remarkably
watch
Bright
Rem
Creatures. I just couldn't get into. My wife loved, she actually got up early that morning when it came out and watched it. She will do that because, again, she loved the book. Even when she was reading the book, she's like, I wonder how they will do this. And then they cast Sally Field, and it seemed like a winner. And you're right. That, from what I understand, that last moment of the movie is just, it's just beautiful. So I would not be surprised if it came down to those two.
I think
And
if
Bright
you
Creatures might win.
Bright Creatures has that more like award story, but if we're picking to me what the better film is, it's out of the ones I saw, which is four out of them. I'm not being biased. I think People We Meet on Vacation is actually as a whole the better film. Heads of State has its flaws. Miss You, Love You is just a conversation. It's very much like a therapy session. It's not a whole lot of meat to the plot. Remarkably Bright Creatures, I would say, is number two. It's good, but it's a very like it's kind of drags and is like I don't know. But the People We Meet on Vacation, I don't know. I mean, I would love to see that win. That's my pick.
Yeah, and I would have to go back and look at everything that came out. I feel like Ghost War and Heads of State. I mean, I feel like there were other television movies out there that were stronger than those two. Now, granted, obviously, I can't think of them at the moment, but I'm like, I
It
feel
just depends
like.
what qualifies. I have a feeling if they're qualifying People We Meet on Vacation, that means that Voicemails for Isabel did not meet the cut, like with timeline, because that would absolutely need to be nominated, and that even
Absolutely.
has like more to me. I would pick that over these, but
And if we see that nominated next July, are we going to be like, dang, that movie came out forever ago? So, yeah, the timeline is weird. But you're right. I think if anything, if it made the cut, it's a better movie than two or three of these in here. For sure. Yeah, I
I
don't know. I
agree.
don't get it. But anyway, that's our nominations. I really think it's going to come down to people and creatures. So
Yeah, I think
we'll
so
see.
too. I don't think they'll do Heads of State is just too silly. It's just way too. I mean, you got a good star there, like Idris Elba and John Cena, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not my pick.
It's an interesting time.
Yeah, my next one's Outstanding Reality Program.
Outstanding reality program for structured reality or unstructured?
Outstanding reality competition program.
Competition program. All right.
See, you have to
I
be
wonder
so
what you're picking.
specific.
Ooh, here again, we're kind of like when our awards came out.
Yeah, it's our
There's
Real
two
TV
leaders torn
awards.
on.
This is a th see now this actually right here, this is a solid top five. I have five. Like, this is a really OG kind of nominee right here. We got Dancing with the Stars, RuPaul, Drag Race, Survivor, Top Chef, and The Traitors.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's top two for me, and I know there's a top two for you, and we share one of those. So,
Is your top, oh, Top Chef and Traitors.
yeah, Top Chef and Traitors, which both have a knife going in different directions in their logo. But
That's funny.
yeah, so those are obviously going to be my two. We love Survivor. I think 50, they tried to do too much. I mean, this was their 50th season. It could have been so amazing. And I think they sort of tried to do too much and invent too much. And I think it backfired and turned out to be one of their less successful seasons, sadly.
That's kind of crazy. Wow.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. And then I know you between RuPaul and Traitors. I still feel like you're leading Traitors.
Well, I'm gonna go Traitors because last time after I when we did this in the Super Awards, I was like, obviously, I'd be thrilled if RuPaul's Drag Race won, and I'm so happy to see it in there. But as a like reality competition, if we're going I want to say the architecture of creating the Traitors, you go even into the like production design of their show and what they create with these challenges is a lot more work than what they do with RuPaul's Drag Race. So I just have to like, and it's they're like, it's just got to be, they're so creative with what they're doing and it's constant throughout that series. So yeah, I'm gonna go Traitors.
Yeah, same. As much as I love Top Chef and all the other reality, it's like the Traitors, and we've talked about this before, it has the ability to pull every element from every other reality show we like. It is part Big Brother, it's part Survivor, it's part just, anything that's a competition, Amazing Race, all of these like things that they have to do, and then all of the social games that are played. So yeah, I think it's just all around a very solid reality competition program. It's going to be hard to beat, so that's definitely my choice.
Yeah, I get the hype now, so I can be on board with this.
I know. I'm glad you get the hype now. I'm glad. Makes
Yes.
me happy. Right. What's next?
I have outstanding variety series.
Outstanding variety series. These are all the same to me. I mean, there's only one that's different. There's one that's
I
different.
don't get why you would put Saturday Night Live with a bunch of talk shows.
And that's what gets me is it's like, yeah, they're variety, but Saturday Night Live is variety because it's skits. It's like a variety is like, that means it's dance, it's music, it's sketch, it's comedy, it's all the other ones. You're right. It's just a talk show. It's all commentary. I don't know how the other four are variety series. They should be a talk series.
Yeah, it should be a talk show. I don't really like the way they categorize that. Because
I don't
I think that's
either.
unfair. It's like, okay, so if Saturday Night Live wins, it's because they ran unopposed, essentially.
Exactly.
So that's kind of annoying. So I'm gonna pick Jimmy Kimmel Live. Well, actually, you know what's probably gonna get it is Stephen Colbert. That's what's gonna get it.
Yeah, I could see that being a happening just for just,
What went down?
yeah. And I wouldn't be, to be honest, I mean, I love Saturday Night Live. And like you said, it's so different than the other four. I'd be fine with any of the other four. John Oliver bothers me a little bit. Sometimes
Okay,
it's,
I'm actually with you. I don't have anything against it, but like he will sweep in these awards all the time. I don't really get it. Like, how is he better than Colbert or Jon Stewart or like I'm very surprised by that
Yeah,
sometimes.
me too. And I mean, and yes, Jimmy can be a little crazy. He can be a little spastic and sometimes a little much. He's sometimes a little
Kimmel?
too much. Kimmel. Yeah, not Jimmy Kimmel. I was thinking of Jimmy Fallon. Never
Fallon.
mind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I love Kimmel, but Fallon is no. Fallon's too much for me. I'm
And I
actually.
just noticed he's not on here. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. I just noticed I didn't really, I just saw Jimmy and assumed. But yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, I'm good with. I like Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, Fallon just, man, he's, I love him. I love him as a guy. He'd be fun to hang out with, but watching him for 90 minutes is a lot.
He is not my favorite talk show host or interviewer, so.
Yeah. And again, I think because he came from that Saturday Night Live background, he does a lot of variety skit stuff, you know, and a lot of like just silly stuff on there. So, yeah. But yeah, I'd be fine with any of it. I feel like Saturday Night Live is going to win, but I mean, whatever they decide, I'm good with.
I don't know. I think I'm edging that Colbert's gonna get it, but if Saturday Night Live wins, I'm kind of annoyed about it because I just think it's not fair, but
Yeah. Well, a little bit
whatever.
of time we have left. I want to look at lead actor and actress in comedy and drama. I think those four would be a good way to see if we can get those in there. You good with that?
Yeah, of course. So lead actress and actor in drama, or
Yeah,
which
let's
one?
do
Which one
lead
first?
actor in a drama first.
Okay, I'm there.
So we have Sterling K. Brown, Paradise, Gary Oldman, Slow Horses, Mark Ruffalo, Task, Rufus Sewell, The Diplomat, and Noah Wyle, The Pit. I'm
No,
fine with
there's your
all these
task.
nominees.
You
Huh?
like task.
I did. In fact, I would pick Mark Ruffalo. I feel like Noah's going to win, but I would pick Mark Ruffalo for Task. He was so good and so different than what we usually see him doing that I would love for him to win. It's going to be tough for him to do it, but I would love it.
Obviously I love Noah Wyle, so I would say Noah Wyle, Sterling K. Brown, or Mark Ruffalo. I'll take one of
Yeah.
those,
And then watch
preferably.
Gary Oldman win. Yeah,
Oh, you're
no.
right. It's very possible.
Yeah. All right. So, outstanding lead actress in a drama series. Who do we have?
I'm trying to find it on mine. It went straight to the comedy. Oh, no, here it is. Okay. You have Carrie Coon for Gilded Age, Chase Infinity, The Testaments, Carrie Russell, The Diplomat, Ray Seahorn, Pluribus, Zendaya for Euphoria. I'm actually really surprised Zendaya got it for Euphoria because this season of Euphoria got ripped apart so much. People were shocked that Sydney Sweeney didn't get nominated just based on everything that we would see. I'm not surprised just because the show was just, I don't even know if Zendaya should be in here because it did not look like a good, like I was like, what is this season? What is this show about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Ray Seahorn's to lose. I think Chase Infinity was a surprise. I think she was the one that was on everybody's surprise list. I'm happy for her. Carrie Coon, I love the Gilded Age and I love Carrie Coon, but I mean, there's other, I think, stronger. She was amazing in the Gilded Age, what her character brings and how she does it. I don't know. I don't know if she's better than a lot of others in that category. So don't tell her I said that,
Oh,
but
I won't. I'll tell
thank
her. I'll
you.
make sure not to say anything tonight when we have dinner.
Thank you.
I think actually Carrie Russell, it might be the front runner here. She just won. The last thing we saw her in, she had a surprise win here. And I don't know. I just think that it might be her. I think it's between her and Ray Seahorn. I think it's
Yeah.
those
Oh,
two.
I agree. I agree.
And
The other ones, I think maybe it was just nominations for it's a hot topic at the moment. I don't know. I mean, as much as
yeah,
I
I guess
love Chase,
so.
Carrie, and Zendaya, I don't know. It was odd
Right.
to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Lead actor in a comedy series. I
Okay.
don't know. So we have Vaya Abdul-Mateen the second for Wonder Man,
Okay,
Steve
can we
Carell.
really quick with
Sure.
that? Is Wonder Man a comedy series? Did you consider
It's
it
as
that?
much a comedy series as The Bear is.
Okay, that's all right.
Steve Carell, Rooster, Matthew Rhys, Widow's Bay, Jason Segel, Shrinking, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building. This one's tough for me. And to answer your question, you watched Wonder Man, right?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yes, yeah, what I thought. Yeah, I didn't laugh a lot.
I didn't think of it as a, like the only parts that were funny were a few times with what's his name? Ben Kingsley, but it was more like comic relief, not comedy.
Right. Yeah, I didn't look at this as a comedy. It was a superhero series. I mean, it's like saying Daredevil is a comedy. It's not. It's like, you know, it sure it had lighter tones. And they made fun of pop culture and Hollywood, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, he did great in the show. I'm not saying he didn't do great, but I don't see it as a comedy series.
Same. I don't think so. I think that was a breach. And if you're gonna do it, honestly, as much as I like him, the comedy was Ben Kingsley, so it's just a little
Yeah,
weird.
exactly. So if you're going to do that based on comedy, then give it to Ben. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then Martin Short, I mean, did they just flip a coin between him and Steve Martin? They're kind of the same.
Yeah,
So,
probably. Wait, Widow's Bay is a comedy? So it is a
no,
comedy. You
I mean, it's a dark
that's
comedy. It's a dark, there's a lot of
that's
humor in it. It's a lot of humor in it, but I don't think it would, I mean, it's not a comedy series when you look at it compared to Abbott Elementary or. So I don't know. Maybe comedy's just hard. Maybe comedy's like,
Yeah.
but I mean,
Well,
there are some funny characters. There's some quirky characters in this show,
let
but
me
it's
just
not a
say
comedy.
that I think that maybe they could actually nominate real comedy people. Like, where's Adam Brody for freaking Nobody Wants This? That's a comedy,
Right.
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, don't know. I just want to shake, but there's a front runner for me anyway, so I don't care about the other four.
I
I
was
could
gonna
care less.
say, I already know who your front runner is.
Who you think I'm gonna pick?
Isn't it Steve Carell? You
Yes,
love
for Rooster.
Rooster.
Rooster was the best show, and Rooster wasn't nominated for Best Comedy Series.
Which is wild to me because it
It
got
is
so
so
much
wild.
like rave reviews that I'm kind of like, how did that happen? But I mean,
It is amazing.
I have thought that Steve Carell deserved an Emmy for The Office. Still mind blowing to me he never got one for that. That's part of the reason why I've got such a I'm so mad at Alec Baldwin, like 30 Rock. It's like a they kept winning over and over, and I was like, I can't even stand this anymore because Steve Carell deserves an Emmy. So I want him to win for
I do
Rooster.
too. And that to me is the biggest snub of the year is Rooster not being in there for best comedy series. You need to watch it. It's the best thing I've seen on TV in a long time. Maybe because I can relate to Steve's character so much in this, age-wise, and just what he does, but I don't know. I just thought it was fantastic.
No, I'm very thrilled to see him on there. I want him. I'd be okay with Jason Segel too, because I like Jason Segel. So,
Yeah, and he does a great job in Shrinking. And like I said, the writing there is great. So we'll see. All right. Lastly, for this episode of our show, we're going to do Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series.
Okay. Oh yeah, this was one I'm really excited about. It's like the
Who
you
we
want me to
got?
say him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you got Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary, Io Edebiri for The Bear, Elle Fanning for Margo's Got Money Troubles, Lisa Kudrow for The Comeback, Jean Smart Hacks.
I know who you're picking. I know 100% who you're picking.
I mean, I said it as soon as the season finale, or yeah, the series finale happened for The Comeback. Lisa Kudrow, give her an Emmy now for this. That final episode sealed the deal. She is so great as Valerie Cherish on this series. And I know they want to maybe give it to Jean Smart. It was her final season, but same with Lisa Kudrow. This is her final season, and she did something so incredible with this series. This series was a 3-season series that like matched something that was like happening in the era of like television and Hollywood. So anyways, yes, Lisa Kudrow. Lisa, I don't care about anybody else. I want her to win.
Yeah, I haven't watched the comeback from everything I heard, and watching Lisa, I would be so more than happy for that to happen. Elle Fanning could be the dark horse in this, but I really feel like it's going to be between Lisa and Jean. And of course, I love Quinta. Quinta, I always love, but I think
I
it's going
do
to come
love
down to Lisa or
Quinta.
Jean, and I really do hope Lisa pulls it out. I agree.
Yes, please, please
Yeah.
do. I don't want to see Jean. Jean's just gonna go up there and be like, okay, thank you guys. Thank you.
If
No
she even
kidding.
shows up.
Yeah, if she even shows up, and if she does, she'll make some jab about award shows. And whatever.
Well, the Emmys will air live Monday, September the 14th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on NBC, also streaming on Peacock. And we'll be watching that for sure. And then afterwards, definitely tell you what they got wrong because we know
They're
more
doing
than
it
they
on a
do.
Monday? The Emmys are
Doing it
on a
on a Monday
Monday?
night. So must be
Why would they
something
do
going
that?
on Sunday night. I don't know if football started yet. I don't know why it's not on Sunday on Peacock. That does seem odd, but yeah, it's a Monday night.
Interesting.
All
Okay.
right. Well, with
Yeah.
more of movies, television, and everything else, check out Susan at thischicksflix.com. Everything we do, it's mongolshow.com. And we'll be back with more big screen, little screen, and everything else next week.